Okay, hi, my name's Alex Dawson and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 26th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age and where you're from.
My name is Rebecca Huxley. I'm originally from Stoke-on-Trent. From what else you asked me then?
Where you're from?
Originally from Stoke-on-Trent.
And your age?
26.
And how are you doing this morning?
I'm okay, a bit nervous. Is this going to be edited or is it going to go out full?
No, it's fine, it's fine, yeah.
Okay.
So, can I just ask how you initially heard about the project?
Through a friend who was applying for a place. And then through like office peer pressure, everybody seemed to apply. And yeah, I was the only one that got it. So,
what was it that actually inspired you to get involved in the project?
Well, I'm an artist, so, and I generally like to take part in anything art-related, or give it a go.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Nervous and apprehensive. but I thought it would be a laugh, so I just thought I'd do it.
Could you talk a little bit about your ideas for today?
Well, I wanted to do something in connection with Eid and pulled a few ideas from friends, and I decided to give out gifts within some 3D shapes that I've made. I'm sending them off the plinth to anyone that's around, and also I'd like to do some kind of interactive event with coloured balls with ribbons and streamers. Hopefully people will throw them around and it will create an interesting display. But dependent on how many people are there, I suppose.
Is this an idea that you've kind of taken from a project, or is it just random?
Just a random idea, really. We've tried and tested things with some of my friends, and this is one of the things that came up, was to do this. So.
So what kind of things are you going to be throwing off the side?
Gifts and sweets in the 3D shapes, and I'm going to throw off the plastic pit balls with ribbons attached, multicoloured. So.
Could you talk a little bit about your art, kind of how long you've been doing it, what your style is, what you do?
Well, most recently I've been more theory based, but my practice was 2D large scale window installation using tapes, things like that, so, and semi-transparent vinyl and things like that. So,
are you a professional artist?
I don't know, maybe. I work in two different arts organisations as well. I've been a practicing artist, participatory arts organisations, and urban design and architecture regeneration, things like that. So.
So, what are your thoughts on this project so far?
I think there's been I'm surprised at the variety of different plinthers. I think, I don't know, I suppose I wanted to do something that was a bit different, just to keep up with the variation. So, with Eid on the Square, it made it easy to focus on something and to choose something to do, I suppose.
So, could you tell me a little bit about yourself, kind of where you're from, where you grew up?
I'm originally from Stoke-on-Trent in the West Midlands, and I moved down to London when I was 21 to study at art school, and then I've been living between here and there since, and I'm currently working at two different arts organisations, and I'm interning at the Barbican Museum, Barbican Arts Centre. So,
you're currently working at the Barbican. Ultimately, what do you want to be? Do you want to be a professional artist?
I'd like to be a practicing artist, yeah, and continue that. But I think it's good to be able to do a variety of things and understand curating and understand arts education. I think it only enhances your abilities and skills. So,
what do you think about the art scene in London?
Yeah, it's.
What in the UK?
Quiet.
Sorry.
In the UK, I think in London it's always been, and still is, it's sort of maintained. It's like sort of reach high and reached a plateau, and it's kind of always got lots of stuff going on. But I think other cities around the UK are starting to build up like arts activities. Like where I'm from in Stoke-on-Trent, there's new galleries popping up, and Manchester and Leeds. So, and Glasgow is another really good place for art. So, yeah, I think there's loads and loads of hot spots around the UK for arts at the moment.
So, you're from Stoke-on-Trent. Have you always lived there?
Yeah, I've always lived there. Up until when I came to uni. There's not that much to say about it really.
You're happy staying there long term?
No, well I'm moving down here properly. Well, I'm living between two houses at the moment, so, and I've been doing that for the last 3 months whilst I've been interning at the Barbican, so, but I'm moving down properly in a few weeks.
So how do you think as an individual you're kind of fitting into the project as a whole?
I think it's easy to fit in because I think the nature of the project is people can just do what they want. I don't think there's any pressure really to do any one particular thing. So,
Have there been any particular participants that you've seen that you thought were quite amazing?
I'm trying to think back. I think what I find amusing is seeing people dance and go for it. I think there was one guy that danced to Madness album, and another woman that was doing some dancing and aerobics gear, and I think that's quite amusing to watch. It's entertaining to see somebody enjoying themselves and happy and happier. So I think that's the kind of thing I like to see. So.
And how would you describe your relationship that you've built up so far with London?
Well, I love the city, and I always speak really highly of it to everybody else. And I think, you know, there's so many places I still haven't been, even though I studied here from 2003. And I thought I'd been everywhere, but there's always more and more things to do. I think that it's the city for that more than any other city in the world. That you can, there's so much going on, and it's really diverse. So.
So what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your time on the plinth?
Hopes. Well, I hope that it will be an interactive experience for myself and for the crowd to interact with each other as well. So we can do some kind of collaborative performance, but I've got no real fears because I think what happens. It's an hour and just be entertaining, and my brother will laugh at me, no doubt, and my friends. So yeah, I think to give just a few people some entertainment would be a hope. Yeah.
And have you brought anybody with you in particular today?
My mother and my boyfriend and some colleagues are meeting and waiting for me in the square, and some other friends. So my best friend's away in Amsterdam, so she's not here to see it, but maybe I think I've got quite a few people watching over the internet. So
are you wanting to engage with people while you're on the plinth?
Yes, I'd like to engage with people. I think the purpose of my time on the plinth isn't really to do it vocally, just to use the objects that I've got to creating an interesting visual experience for everybody, whether it's successful or not, I don't know, I don't mind. So.
Sure. And do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
I think definitely. I think to go up on a plinth in Trafalgar Square, especially during a big event like Eid on the Square, I think it made me feel a little more confident to do further performance work, which is something I haven't really done. And hopefully develop some crowd pleasing skills of some kind.
Sure. And you've got people watching online. How are you feeling about the live streaming?
yeah, that's okay. I think people will watch or they won't watch. They'll forget. I don't know. I'm not sure what kind of view they're going to have or whether it's going to be as interesting like from different angles, I don't know, but no, I feel fine about that. Feels kind of, I don't know, Maybe it's better to have lots of people watching online than them all staring up at you in the square, I don't know.
So do you see your hour as a performance?
A collaborative performance, I suppose. Just want to do some kind of entertaining, relaxed, fun, light-hearted experience. I think I'd love to do something that's in support of a charity or a person, but I think lots and lots of people have done great work for that already, and I just wanted today to be linked in with the Eden the Square Festival and do something that's related to that. So,
well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.